And now that open enrollment is underway for the Affordable Care Act, 7 million Americans are expected to sign up in the 6 months that they've got before enrollment ends. 48 million people currently lack coverage, and we'll be bringing you stories of those uninsured as they try to maneuver the new process. This morning, reporter Sarah Varney introduces us to a young woman in Orange County, California, who only recently learned that she would be eligible for Obamacare.
Oh, push it. Good job. Yay.
My name is Pardee Prime. I'm 29 years old, and I have two kids, one 7-year-old daughter and one 20-month-old son. And the first time I would say I was uninsured has been over a year.
Pardee sits on a colorful playmat with her young son. She has long, thick black hair and dark eyes, expertly painted with eyeliner and mascara. She lives in the middle-class suburb of Tustin in a well-kept duplex apartment. After her son was born, Pardee decided not to return to her job as a legal administrative assistant. She knew she couldn't afford the $400 COBRA payments to keep her health insurance, but she assumed she'd be able to find another job with benefits when she was ready to go back to work.
I knew that I wasn't going to be working for a while because I did decide to stay home with my son, and I thought, okay, kind of fingers crossed that nothing will happen during that time, but I was looking to go back to work around the time he would be 8 months old to a year old. So that's when I started looking for a job because I thought the best way to get insurance was through an employer.
What she found instead was an economy still sputtering toward recovery and employers willing to hire workers on a contract basis with no benefits. Her partner, who runs a local pharmacy, provides insurance for their son. But she and her 7-year-old daughter from a previous relationship have no health coverage, which makes it difficult for her daughter to participate in activities.
She asked me the other day, I thought I was supposed to be in tennis. I'm like, uh-oh, you know, the insurance didn't, there's no insurance yet, so she can't play sports. I mean, they won't let you play sports unless you have proper insurance.
Even though she and her daughter are healthy, the fact that they don't have health coverage is always in the back of her mind. What if there's a car accident or she catches pneumonia? These are poor people's problems, Pardee once thought, not the problems of a solidly middle-class family aiming for success.
If I ever mention it to somebody or somebody knows that I don't have health insurance, which I would want to hide, they'd be like, oh, okay, well, what kind of job does she have where she's not able to get health insurance?
Pardee has a vague notion that under the Affordable Care Act, she will have to have health coverage soon or pay a fine.
I would like to look into finding, you know, how to shop around for insurance, but I'm scared. I don't know how much it's going to be, or, I mean, I have no idea right now at this point.
She hasn't seen any ads yet for Covered California, the state's online insurance marketplace called for in the Affordable Care Act, nor has she gotten anything in the mail. Covered California was not a phrase she'd heard until I mentioned it.
How much do you think you're willing to pay for insurance out of pocket every month for you and your daughter? What seems like a good price to you?
I don't know. If you can get insurance for like $95, $100, then it's worth it. And I'd rather get the insurance and rather be fined. But if the insurance is like $400, I might just think about getting fined then. I mean, I don't know.
Pardee and I look up online how much of a subsidy she might qualify for. Based on what she thinks she'll earn, just under $40,000 a year, a pretty slim plan starts at about $260 a month, but with a lot of out-of-pocket costs.
So it'll be your projected income for the year 2014.
Okay, that's my projected income. And I go and buy insurance based off of that projected income, and then I lose my job. What happens then?
One of the uncertainties for people like Pardee is that her income will likely fluctuate over the coming year. That means how much she has to pay for health insurance and how big or small a government subsidy she'll receive is hard to predict. The process seems a little dizzying, and the dawning awareness of the law's intricacies and monthly costs raise Pardee's anxiety about the new requirements. Hopefully, she says, I'll figure it out before January 1st. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.
And that report comes to us from the nonprofit news service, Kaiser Health News.